friends, as I gaze down upon you today and you gaze back at me, I am struck by your fervent display of, how can I put it, gloom. But gloom not, for help is at hand. The church has the answer. In our daily lives, it's all too easy to sink into a boring rut of unkind attitudes and disparaging remarks. How often have we all heard, or indeed said ourselves, she's got funny legs. He gives me the pip, and not now, darling, I'll be late for work. But I can show you the way. I can show you how to change your lives, change your marriages. How? Mrs. Tuttle will change with Mrs. Brown, Mrs. Cranshaw with Mrs. Blackett, and Mr. Johnson with my good self. Blue lights, hit the music.
Yes, it's the all-new Late Extra Final Edition Naked Vicar Show. Starring in order of daily circulation, the first was for Kev Goldby. The top press exclusive, Snowy Brown.
But first, a word from the AMA.
Quack.
And a word from all those against it.
Nay.
A word from the Hotels Association.
Bah.
And from the Librarian Society.
Boop, boop, boop.
From the Pharmacy Guild.
Oink, met.
From Crowd Control.
Move.
And from Noseblowers Anonymous.
Honk, honk.
The Tired Feet Association.
Woof.
And finally, from the Graham Kennedy Crow Call Appreciation Society.
Bleep!
Now a word from the King's Cross Hot Rod Club.
Drag strip. Lois! Lois Kent.
G'day, Narelle. What's that you're wearing?
It's my new 18-hour girdle, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. But why is it on your head?
To keep my rollers in, of course.
That's a good piece of lateral thinking, Narelle.
Thank you.
Are the feathers plastic like the fruit?
No, I couldn't get any plastic feathers, so I had to use real ones.
Oh, geez, that's a blow. Where'd you get them?
Got them off me hubby.
Oh, Stan's molting, is he?
No, he's teaching Ludwig the Cocky to yodel the Kimby's jingle.
How do you teach a cocky to yodel?
With boxing gloves, of course.
Geez, that's a bit rough, Narelle.
Oh, we had to. Ludwig kept tearing the sheet music. But enough of my adventures. How's your Wayne? Still working at the mattress factory?
No, Narelle. Chucked it in. Too dangerous.
Oh, why?
Fell into the double bed machine. Came out orthopedically correct and covered with pink satin quilting.
Gosh!
Fortunately, his mate Robbo pulled him off the line and put him in the car park to recover.
Oh, so he recovered all right.
He was doing fine until bloody Howard Craven came in to park his steamroller.
Oh? What does he look like now?
Still the same, you know. Errol Flynn moustache and that lovely talking voice.
No way!
Bit stiff, Narelle. But he's keeping himself active with his new career.
What's that?
Escapology, Narelle. The ancient marital art of escaping from Dickie's situations.
Really?
Take yesterday, for instance. He donned his regulation straitjacket and I stuffed him in the fridge.
Amazing!
You're not wrong, Narelle. You got to hand it to him, he's a real trier, is my Wayne. He shouldn't have any trouble with a straitjacket. I spotted the Black and Decker tape to the bottom of his feet and the oxy-torch down his tights, but he said, make it difficult, Narelle, so I did.
What did you do?
Wrapped the fridge in chains and chucked it off the Manly Ferry. If he's not home by dark, I'll send young Lyle down with a torch. He'll be real dirty on me if he misses almost anything goes.
Well, I must fly. Can't wait to get my girdle off. Bye-bye, Lois.
Narelle, Narelle.
Daryl, how's the new church going?
It's a Boomerite. Couldn't be better. Daryl Wyndon's holy eucalypt boomerang tabernacle of Australia has proved to be exceeding bountiful, mate.
Get away.
Yea, verily, mate, the holy boomerang has a mighty return. So much so, I'm starting a new division for the tormented young who've strayed from the flock of a plastic society and who've got more money than sense.
Geez, I'd be careful, mate. Murray did a bundle when he set himself up as Maharishi Murray in his mystic transcendentals.
So shall ye so, mate. And you're not going to reap a whole bunch with a couple of George Harrison records and a mosquito coil in the back of a clapped-out combi. The do it with style, mate.
Oh, I still say there's a lot of them about.
Not like the divine Jaffa Saffron Salvation, though, mate.
Good name.
Can't fail. I grabbed this Chinese kid from the Prancing Dragon milk bar, slapped a red dot between his eyes, wrapped him in an old yellow parachute, gave him a quick Yul Brynner, and he's away in a shower of finger symbols.
How's he going?
His tin tambourine runneth over, mate. Of course, it's the slogan that gets them in, you know.
Slogan?
Shave your head and give us your bread.
Why'd you call it the Divine Jaffa?
Well, if you'd shaved your head and wrapped yourself up in an old parachute, what do you think you'd look like?
True. But tell me, where are you picking up your converts?
Oh, Neil Diamond concerts, Ernie Sigley shows, Kentucky Fried Chicken queues on Sunday Arvos, you know, all the captive audiences.
Well, but how do you pull them in?
You hit them with a liberal dose of Leonard Cohen and Rod McKeown's greatest hits. And when they're on their knees in submission, we have the ceremonial laying upon of beads by Guru Donnie Lane. And if they reach up to heaven, we slip their finger symbols on and drop a parachute over their flaming heads.
Yeah, but what's in it for you, Daryl? I mean, what do you get out of it?
Chain of recycled jean shops, a couple of car yards full of combis and mates, a warehouse full of Indian shirts, and 400 gallons of Charlie. Want to join in?
Nah, no thanks, Daryl. The rabbi would never forgive me.
Geez, there's a thought. Daryl Wyndham's Sacred Synagogue of Kosher Cobbers. Australia's first wholesale church will retire. You want to be in it?
My oath, mate.
Right, you manage to take away mitzvah bars and I'll get Doreen to whip up a batch of hot kibbutzes. Come on, let's go. Who said there's no money in religion? All right, let's hear it now for 3 minutes.
When your guy has got his hat and made himself hard to find, that doesn't mean you should go crazy. It could be that way sometime. Find yourself another love who will treat you good and kind. Return the love he gives to you. It also means that way sometime, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. When you think you found a love and you have peace of mind, somebody else steals his heart. Yes, it also beats that way sometimes.
Sharp.
Yeah, what do you want?
The call of the wild.
Eh?
The untamed shriek of freedom, the throaty roar of a primal scream, the tortured cry of a caged beast. This is what I cry.
Drop a ferret down your trousers.
No, I want to get it off on a yammy.
All right. Drop a yabby down your trousers.
No, you don't understand. I want a motorcycle.
With or without a crossbar?
No, a real one, you know, a two-wheeled ticket to freedom, an escape machine, a steel stallion. But which high-spirited Brumby of the concrete jungle will suit me best? A Triumph Bonneville or a Norton Commando with dual discs?
A Cyclops scooter with training wheels.
I can see me now, defiant yet noble, burning down the black top, the wind in my hair. Disdainfully, I laugh at death. Ha ha, death! 750 horsepower throbbing between my zip-up flying boots. And behind me, my woman. Brutally, I gun the throttle and hear her cry, "Ride, leather boy, ride!"
I suppose she's your bikey mole.
No, it's me mum. Does it good to get out of the house.
Have you got a licence?
You don't need a licence for a mum, do you?
For the bike.
Ooh. Oh, look, I've got my discharge papers from the school crossing patrol here, see?
It says dishonourable discharge.
Yes, I was persecuted. They ripped the peak off my cap and put my sash through the paper shredder. Just because I lost my flag.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it was my first day. Proudly and with 20 toddlers' eyes upon my noble back, I strode to the centre of the crossing. Calmly, I planted my crossing patrol boots firmly on the ground. In one easy movement, I waved my crimson flag of authority, and in a clear, bell-like voice, I cried, "Stop, firemen!"
You tried to stop the fire brigade?
The Southern Aurora.
And what happened?
Got a nasty bruise on my ribs. And a free trip to Albury.
You're having a lend of me.
No, Dinks. To this day, I carry the shame on my heart.
Really?
Yes, I've got VR stamped into my chest.
Look, Bruce, what do you want?
I'll have two motorcycles, the blue one and the green one.
You got enough money?
Of course I have. My mum gave it to me, see?
All right, there you go.
Thank you. Oh, just a minute, I've been diddled.
What?
The blue one hasn't got any marshmallow on it.
Bruce.
What?
Piss off.
And now a word from a Chinese student.
Haro.
You mean hello?
No, Haro.
Ah, you mean Harrow, the school where they play rugby.
No, Portsmouth Naval College, where they teach Haro, row, row your boat. Also teach Haro, Sarah.
This is the ABC, and the time is about 1 o'clock, which means it's time for Getting Rooted.
Hello, listeners! Daddy, Sigley, eat your heart out.
You hear that, Seth? They love us. The years in the showbiz wilderness are ended.
So let's spring into the show, Cyril.
Sock it to them, Seth.
Okay, Cyril, what have we got first?
Letters, Seth.
Right on, Cyril. Your letters is a green leafy veggie.
No, letters, Seth.
That's right. So sparingly in sandy soil.
Not your green letter. Yes, your white letters that you read.
Pardon, Cyril?
As in love letters in the sand.
You mean you love letters in your sandwiches?
No, Seth.
In your salad?
No.
Soup?
No. You're misconstrued.
Stew lettuce. Here's Cyril with a recipe for stewed lettuce. Take it away, Cyril.
Oh, great suffering. Secateurs, you're a trial, sis. Anyway, our first piece of correspondence is...
Good heavens! It's a plant.
It's a gardening show, sis.
Read the note, Cyril.
Dear Sess and Cyril, I always enjoy getting rooted. But will you please tell me what's wrong with the enclosed specimen? Signed, Sylvia Sangster, Symbol Avenue, Hobbitville.
No specimen here, Cyril. Just a plant, Sylvia Sangster.
No, Sess, look, this is the specimen. Now, what's wrong with it?
Ah, I see. Yes, yes. Interesting, Cyril.
Fascinating.
Let's see the leaves. Yes. Yes. I see what's wrong with it.
What?
It's dead.
We know it's dead, Seth, but what killed it?
It's obvious. The poor thing suffocated in the envelope. A warning to all you listeners. Don't stuff your plants into envelopes. They won't thrive at all.
Well, the plant was dead.
And don't send us your dead plants. Sling them on a heap.
But you know,
how do I know it wasn't there? But hold, a clue.
Ah, you've spotted something.
Yes, on the stalk.
A tense moment, listeners. Is it the black speck, Sess?
No, a skid mark.
Symptomatic of what?
A hit and run with a wheelbarrow. Another tip, listeners. Don't garden after you've been drinking. Or if you must tipple, leave your barrow under the house.
Sound words, Sess.
These things have to be said, Cyril.
True, Sess, true.
Yes, the truth hurts.
True, Sess. Very true.
Extremely true, Cyril.
Well, listeners, that's it for...
Never a truer word have I spoken.
Quiet, Sess. So that's all today.
True blue.
Sess.
Truer than true.
Sess.
Scout's honor.
Sessful.
What?
You see this garden stake?
Yes.
Sit on it and grunt.
Now, let's have a big welcome for Harry.
I had nothing left to live for. Guess something. wake up.
What's wrong?
Gloria, wake up properly.
I'm awake. What's wrong, George?
Gloria, do you think I look like a rabbit?
What?
Do I look like a rabbit?
What sort of rabbit?
Be serious, Gloria. I'm awake.
George, what on earth are you talking about?
Well, today in the board meeting, the chairman comes in. I offered him a cigarette. You know what he said?
What?
You look like a rabbit.
What did you say?
Well, he is the chairman of the board. I had to say yes, didn't I?
Look, George, it was a joke.
Was it, Gloria? Was it? I'm not so sure. None of the board members laughed.
So he made a bad joke.
There's no such thing as a bad joke from a chairman.
Go to sleep, George.
My ears aren't that big, are they?
George, go to sleep.
Well, don't worry, Gloria. I'll give you a divorce.
George!
No, I'll see the lawyer tomorrow. All these years, God, how you must have suffered.
Oh, George, will you go to sleep?
No, I can hear him down at Cole's New World. Poor Gloria. Fancy being married to a rabbit face. And there she is, over there by the beetroot, the Beatrix Potter of Wattletree Crescent.
George, will you shut up?
You would have thought your parents would have tried to stop you. You can't marry him. He's a rabbit.
George, my mum and dad love you.
Ah, only because they're members of the RSPCA. And your dad's a vet. Now, I'll move out, Gloria. You can keep the hutch.
Oh, George! George, I've had enough. For 20 years, all I've heard from you is rabbits. Are my eyes too pink? Does my nose twitch? Move me round to the front garden. Can I have a carrot? Well, this is the end, George. I'm leaving you. I'm taking the children home to Mother.
Well, be careful when you're crossing Mr. McGregor's garden.
That's it, George!
Where are you going?
To wake the kids. Flopsy! Mopsy! Crocodile!
Hello. Yes, it finally worked. Come around in 5 minutes. I've cut a hole in the wire netting. Bye, darling.
This is Hamish Sporran, and this is AM. Well, following the recent turbulent events that have shaken China, we're ringing our man in Peking, Hamish Hamish, and I think the call's coming through now. Hello, Hamish. What's the situation?
Well, I said to him, you're not going to touch me with anything like that.
Oh, dear, what did he say?
Hello, Hamish.
Did you say something, Craig? Yet?
Not me, Coral Anne.
I think there's someone there.
Is there someone there?
Is that you, Hamish?
Oh, it's a man.
A man.
Get off the line.
Is that Peking Exchange?
What did he say, Craig? Yet?
I think he said something about peeping.
Peeping?
Peking.
There, he said it again.
Ooh, he's an obscene phone caller.
Are you an obscene phone caller?
No.
Oh.
Are you a flasher?
No.
Oh.
If you mind getting off the line, I'm trying to get through to Peking.
Go to hell!
Yeah, rack off. You tell him, Coral Anne.
But you don't understand. I'm from the ABC.
Oh, are you Bill Peach? Right here. It's Bill Peach.
I'm not Bill Peach.
Oh. Are you Eric Jupp?
Give us a song, Eric.
No, I'm not Eric Jupp.
Why not?
Get into him, Coral Anne.
Look, I'm Hamish Sporran, and this is AM, and we're going live national round Australia.
Oh, I'd like to send a big cheerio call.
Madam, have you no respect for the entire ABC?
No, it's boring.
And tedious.
And tedious too.
But madam, you...
Quiet, public service twerp.
Yeah, stop it, doing, Coral Anne. Tell him not to waste our money.
Don't waste our money.
Look, ladies, you're tying up the only line to Peking.
Tough. I'm talking to my friend Craig at Newtown. You there, Craig?
Yeah.
Where were we, dear? Just ignore him. What do you want to talk to the Reds for?
You're a communist.
No.
I bet you are. You're a commie thingo rat.
I'm not. Look, I'm just trying to talk to our man in Peking, Hamish Hamish.
Who?
Hamish Hamish.
Oh, hold on a minute, Craig. Hamish, it's for you.
Hello, Hamish, are you there?
Yes, Hamish.
Oh, well, perhaps you could fill us in, Hamish, on the situation.
Well, it's very quiet here, Hamish. I've just returned from the People's Square, where the street posters placed there overnight by the radical student Hamish group called for the removal of the old guard survivors of the Chairman Mao's Long Hamish. How is the Peking man in the street taking it? Very calmly indeed. Perhaps too calmly. Perhaps not calmly enough. It's hard to say. I spoke to Peking policeman Lin Ping Hamish for his reactions. And as usual, all I received was that inevitable, enigmatic, oriental half smile, half frown, and a bullet through my left earlobe. So, all is normal, Hamish. Back to you. This is Hamish Hamish in Peking.
And with the clock steadily approaching Hamish home time, let's look at what the papers say. The Canberra Times reports that Mrs. Tamara Fraser planted a walnut tree in the grounds of Parliament House, but questions the use of 20 men to dig the hole. Even though, in an obvious cost-cutting exercise, Mrs. Fraser brought her own spade and patted it down herself.
West Australian, in a strongly worded editorial, condemns Mrs. Fraser's action and asks, why can't we have a tree too?
Strong words indeed. The Brisbane Courier Mail says it will watch with interest the growth of Mrs. Fraser's tree, but offers the advice that last time a nut was planted in Queensland Parliament House, it ran wild and took over the state.
The Melbourne Sun questioned the dubious benefits of Mrs. Fraser's tree-planting activities and suggests that the Australian people would be far better off with the declaration of a National Hamish Day.
And I promise you, well, this is Hamish Warren saying goodbye from AM. That was the Naked Vigor Show, starring the frost-free Nolene Brown. Thermostatically controlled Ross Higgins and the self-cleaning Cam Doubleby. The beat of the tweet that it cleans Double J band was under the musical direction of the Seven Forget Michael Kirkanic. Noises and other sound effects were made by the Stephen Fry, John McGraw, Ron Whitman, and Jim Chapman. This show was recorded by the fantasy mixing action of Mike Byrne, Keith Walker, and Ruth Crone. The production was coordinated by the pop-up Sue Russell. Written and produced by the walk-on air Gary Riley and Sonny Sattler. Julianne Moore took off her rubber gloves to be executive producer. The Nathan Dicker Show is an RSABC production and should be switched off when not in use.
We interrupt this program for an important announcement.
Earlier in this program, reference was made to Chairman Mao's long Hamish. This was obviously a mistake. We apologize for that. It should have read Chairman Hamish's long Mao. No, it shouldn't. It should have been Hamish Hamish's long chairman. No, that's wrong too. It had nothing to do with any of those things. It was, in fact, a cleverly disguised piece of ABC left-wing bias designed to topple the government and bring society to its knees. So don't bother writing in to complain because we don't understand it either, and besides, everyone's out to lunch. This has been a trick Hamish announcement. Good night. We'll be right back.